From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. On the eve of an expected vote by a key Senate committee on health care legislation, an insurance industry group has released a report warning that the proposal could add hundreds or thousands of dollars to annual medical insurance premiums for a typical family over the coming years. The report was funded by an association called America's Health Insurance Plans. The office of the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Max Baucus, is dismissing the report as what it called an insurance industry hatchet job. The White House is also criticizing the report. North Korea has test-fired 5 short-range missiles, according to a South Korean news media agency. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says those tests will not affect U.S. efforts to get multinational talks with North Korea regarding its nuclear program back on track. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
South Korea's Yonhap news agency quoted an unnamed government official as saying that the North had launched its short-range missiles from the Musudan-ni site in eastern Hamgyong province on Monday afternoon local time. The South Korean government has not confirmed the report, which added that the North designated a no-sail zone off its east coast from October 10th to 20th. It's not clear whether the launches are routine or whether there might be more launches coming up. On Saturday, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, who had just returned from Pyongyang, told Japanese and South Korean leaders that Pyongyang wanted to mend fences with their countries and with the U.S. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A suicide car bomber who was targeting a military convoy in Pakistan detonated a blast today that killed 41 people and injured several dozen others. Most of the victims were civilians. It was the fourth deadly attack in Pakistan in just over a week. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, still angered by a court ruling last week that stripped him of immunity from prosecution, is now lashing out at the foreign news media. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has the story.
After numerous European and American publications called for his resignation, Berlusconi has put foreign correspondents in his sights. He said the foreign media, inspired by Italy's left-leaning papers, spread falsehoods that damage Italy and its exports and put the prime minister in a bad light, although he used a much more vulgar expression. Dogged by months of media coverage of sex scandals swirling around him, Berlusconi claims there's a conspiracy underway to overthrow him. The Italian ambassadors to London and Madrid have vehemently protested against what they consider negative coverage of Italian affairs in British and Spanish media. And the tourism ministry is planning to form a task force to monitor foreign coverage and wage a counteroffensive against negative reports. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
In light holiday trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is up 45 points at 9,909. This is NPR News from Washington. The highest court in the United Arab Emirates has convicted an American citizen on terrorism-related charges. Defense attorneys claimed that a confession in the case was obtained through the use of torture. NPR's Peter Kenyon has the story from Cairo.
Naji Hamdan was convicted by the United Arab Emirates Federal Supreme Court. There is no appeal. Hamdan was accused of financially supporting terrorism and of having ties with an al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Iraq. Hamdan, an American of Lebanese origin, denied all charges. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the U.S. pressed the UAE to pursue the case because it couldn't convict Hamdan in an American court. The charges carry maximum penalties of 10 to 15 years in jail, but Hamdan was sentenced to just 18 months, including time served. He's been in prison for over a year already. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Two Americans have won this year's Nobel Prize in Economics, Oliver Williamson of the University of California, Berkeley, and Eleanor Ostrom of Indiana University, the first woman ever to win the Economics Prize. Ostrom told NPR News that while she may be the first, she will not be the last woman to receive that honor.
I've attended economics sessions where I've been the only woman in the room, but that is slowly changing, and I think there's a greater respect now that women can make a major contribution, and I would hope that the recognition here is helping that along.
Ostrom was cited for her research showing that resources such as forests, fisheries, and oil fields can be managed more successfully in many cases by the people who use them than by businesses or governments. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.